Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Tet, Mishnah Bet. And this Mishnah will talk about a tumtum. A tumtum is a person who has an extra layer of skin covering his private parts, and therefore you're unable to see if he's a male or a female, and how that plays into the laws of inheritance. Mishnah says, Heniach banim ubanot v'tumtum. If somebody dies and he leaves behind sons and daughters, and also a child who's a tumtum, in a situation where there are a lot of properties in the estate, the man is rich, the sons could push him towards the daughters. The sons could say that the tumtum should not collect with them. He's not entitled to the inheritance, because the sons could say, prove to us that you're a male. Give us proof that you're a male, and once you give us that proof, you could inherit with us, with the rest of the sons. So the sons call him a woman, and they say that he would only be entitled to support until the age of adulthood, like one of the daughters. But nechasim mu'atim, if the possessions are few, they're not rich people. Hanekevot dohot oto etzel zecharim. What the daughters could do is the daughters could say, you're going to go with the sons. The tum-tum wouldn't be able to support himself from the estate until he reached adulthood, like one of the daughters, because the daughters could tell him, you have to prove to us that you're a female. And if he can't prove it, then you're like the males. And he would share in the remainder of the estate with the sons. And if there was nothing left, if it was all used up, he has to go begging. He has to go begging by people's doorstep, like the son. We learned that someone who was sick, he has the ability to give out his possessions as a gift by just stating his wishes. He doesn't have to actually write down a document. This is called a shechiv mera. And those people acquire the gifts even without a kinyan, the people that he names. Here we'll talk about how a tumtum is treated with respect to these gifts. Ha'omer, im teled ishti zachad yitol maneh. If someone is sick and his wife was pregnant and she was expecting to have a child, and that man says, if my wife gives birth to a boy, I'm going to give that boy a maneh, which is 100 zuz, as a special gift for him to have. Yalda zachad notel maneh. The woman gives birth to a boy, then the child receives a maneh. The gift is valid. Nekeba matayim. But if the father said, if she gives birth to a girl, I'm going to give her 200 zuz as a special gift. Yalda nekeba notelet matayim. Then if she gave birth to a girl, she does receive the 200 zuz. Everything is valid. Im zachad maneh, im nekeva matayim. If the father says, if my wife gives birth to a boy, I'm going to give that boy a maneh, 100, as a gift. If my wife gives birth to a girl, I'm going to give her 200. He gives both options over here in this statement. So this is, again, the shechiv mera, the man on his deathbed who we follow his wishes. V'yalda zachar unekeba. And then she gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. Zachar notel maneh, v'hanekeba notel matayim. The boy would receive the 100, the maneh, and the girl receives the 200. Both gifts are valid over here. Ah, yalda tumtum ena notel. But if the father made that same specification, that if it's a boy, it's a maneh, 100. If it's a girl, it's 200. And the wife gave birth to a tumtum, we say that tumtum does not receive anything because it's neither a male nor a female. This follows the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that a tumtum is bilya bifne atzmo. It's its own creation, it's a separate category of its own. It's not looked at as a male nor as a female, so therefore the tumtum would not get anything. Im amar kol ma sheteled ishti yitol, hareze yitol. But if the father said, whatever child my wife has should receive the following amount of money, then even the tumtum would receive a gift. If there's no specification on male or female, it's just a child. The tumtum is obviously a child, so the tumtum would get that gift as well. Another halakha when it comes to tumtum, who's the only child, bim en sham yoresh elahu yoresh et akol. If there's no other child but the tumtum, and the laws of inheritance become a question, we say the tumtum does inherit. Even though it's unclear if the tumtum is a son or a daughter, he's definitely a child. So therefore, like the other children, if there would be, the tumtum still inherits. Even according to the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who we said that it's not a male or a female, it's like a third category, this tumtum. And therefore, you may think that a tumtum wouldn't wouldn't inherit because it's not a male or a female. What we learn from here is that it's not necessarily you have to be a male or a female to inherit. Any child would be considered to be a closer relative than somebody who's a brother or a father or one of the other possible inheritors that would happen if there were no children. Of course, any child comes before that when there's no question that it's a child, and therefore the child, the tum tum, would inherit as well.